We are on Daf Nun Tes Hamed Aleph, the last third of the Amud, the last quarter of the Amud. We had heard in the Mishnah, the second bov of the Mishnah said as follows: V'chein ha'ima le'isha areyat mekudeshes li la'achesh le'ishim yoyim. A person was mekadesh an isha, that they made the ma'ase kedusha now, that it should be chal la'acher shloishim yoyim. Ubo acher b'kitcha b'seich shloishim yoyim. Now she got married to someone before the 30 days. Is mukodeshes l'sheni. So she's married to the second one who made the ma'aseh kedushin. His kedushin was chal, since there was no chalos kedushin whatsoever till the 30 days from the first one, so the second one made a ma'aseh kedushin, and now she's married to the second one. When the 30 days come about, the kedushin can't be chal, she's an eishes ish. Now let us see the Gemara. V'chein oim elisha iskat sheli. Loi bo acher v'kitcha b'seich shloishim. What is if no one came and married her? So, mahu. So then what is the din? The Mishnah just said that someone married her in between. So she's married to the second one. What if no one came and married her? Is Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu Mekudeshes, that she's married to the first one. Va'af al pi shenis achlu hamois. Even though the money that was given to her 30 days before had been used up already, Afal Pikain, she's Mekudish to the first one. Now, let us just see what Rashi says. Afal Pishin is Achlu Hamois, Besoich Lamedyoim. The money was used up in the 30-day period. The Chibo Kedushin Lemechal, when the Kedushin has to be Chal, Lisnayu Lemois. The money is not around anymore. Afilo hochi chayli. Afal pikein, the kedushin is chal, even though the money is not around. Now, before we go further, let us just elaborate a little on what the chiddush of the memra of Rav Shmuel is. At first, I'd like to be magdim. The achroinim say, a gewaldike yesod. The chayim say, when a person, we know there are two inyonim. There's a ma'ase kedushin. A ma'ase kedushin is a person gives an isha money, arayt mekudeshesli. And then there's a chalois kedushin, that she becomes married. The ma'ase kedushin makes a chalois kedushin. Now, one could learn that if a person said, Aret mekudeshli la'acha lamedyoim, that pshat is, I'm making the ma'ase kedushin now. And the chalois, I want to delay the chalois. I want, you should become married to me after 30 days. So the achayinim say this is not so poshit. You cannot make a delayed chalois. Just like, let's say, a very bad example, a person will shoot someone in the brain and they'll tell him, I want to shoot you, not I want you to die in 10 days. It doesn't work like that. If a person is shot in the brain, he dies right away. You can't delay the misa. If you make a ma'aseh kinyan, if you make a ma'aseh kedushin, you're not a bala boss to delay the chalois. If you made a ma'aseh kedushin, so she becomes your wife. You can't say the chalois should be chal later. It doesn't work like that. Af al pi kein, we see from our Mishnah that there is such a concept. I can make the ma'aseh kedushin now, and the chalois will be chal after 30 days. So how does this work? So the only way this works is that the ma'aseh kedushin was not completed. That means I'm giving you now the money, but I'm not completing the ma'aseh kedushin. The ma'aseh kedushin will first be nigma in 30 days. That means we're still in the process of marrying you. I gave you the money, but I didn't finish with the Maisa Kedushin. My Dasan Kedushin is that should be Chal in 30 days. So the Maisa Kedushin was not Nigmar yet. The Maisa Kedushin will first be Nigmar in 30 days, and then when it'll be Nigmar, then the Chalais Kedushin will be Chal. Now, after understanding this, we'll understand the concept of what the Gemara says in many places, that there's when you make a kinyan, lach, a lamed, there's a problem of kolso kinyonai. If, when it comes lamed, and the maise kinyan is not around, so the kedushin can't be chal. Let us speak about kedushin. A person gave a isha a shtar kedushin. Aret mekadeshes li lach alamed. And by La'ach HaLamed, when the Kedushin is supposed to be Chal, the Shtar was torn. The Shtar is not around anymore. The Halach is she's not Mekudeshes. Why is she not Mekudeshes? The way we explain till now, so we'll understand this beautifully. Because the only way you can make a Maisa Kedushin La'ach HaLamed is we're saying that the Maisa Kedushin was not Nigma yet. So we need the Shtar to be around La'ach HaLamed in order that the shtar that is around should be goyma, the kedushin. If there's no shtar, there's no shtar around, so there won't be any kedushin. That is the chesaron of kol so kinyone. So now we'll appreciate what Rav Shmuel is saying. So we would think, if these are our guidelines, that by a kedushin la'ach alamed, we need that the maise kinyin should still be around because the Maisa Kinyan was as yet not Nigmar. It will first be Nigmar La'ach HaLamed and then the Chalois Kedushin will come about. So if the money is not around anymore, here the Maisa Kinyan is with Kesef. If the money is not around anymore, so there'd be a Svara to say that the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. So now Rav Shmuel came to tell us a Chiddush. Omrita vayu mekudeshes vavo pishen is achlu hamois. That is the chiddush of Rav Shmuel. And let us see again the lashon of Rashi. Now we'll explain what Rashi is saying over here. Vavo pishen is achlu hamois besoich lamedyoim. The money was used up in the 30-day period. The chibo kedushin lemeichal, when the kedushin has to be chal, and we explained in order for the kedushin to be chal, now we have to be goyma the maisa kinyan. Less nayu lemois, there's no money around. After lohochi chayli, afal pikein, the kedushin is chal. That is the chiddush of Rav Shmuel, and for some reason, kedushay mois is different than kedushay shtar. And now the Gemara is going to explain why by Kedushay Kesef it is not necessary for the money to be around. My time. Hani Zuzi Loile Milve Domi Veloile Pekodin Domi. This is not similar to Milve and not similar to Pekodin. Now, let us understand what we're saying so far. What does Rashi say? V'loi l'pikodin domi. We had a Gemara before. A person had given an isha pikodin. She was watching his money. And then after she watched it for 5 months, he says, you know what? I want to marry you. I don't have any money with me, but the pikodin, the money you're watching, that's my money. I want that you should take this money. This money should become yours. And with that, I'm being Mekadesh you. So the loch is as follows. If the money is still around, so she's Mekadeshes. This is a beautiful Kedushin. She's receiving his money, Vashem Kedushin. What is when she comes to see the money, we see the money is missing. So she's not Mekadeshes. Because he's first giving her the money after 5 months, and if it disappeared before the 5 month period came about, so the Kedushin, it should be now when he's giving her the money. He's not giving her any money. So l'chayre, that's what the Gemara is going to say. So I'm telling you a chiddush, even though the kedushin has to be chal la'achalamid, la'achalamid, there's no money being given to her. Avopikin, this is better. So first Rashi explains what the case is of pikodin. The lav le'pikodin domi, the name we should say, just like pikodin, im lo'y nishtaye bo shava pruta ina mekodesh, if a shava pruta is not left over, she's not mekodesh. To the Yom HaBeish Mekadesh, he's kachi li bepikodin. He said be mekudish with the pekodin. V'holchon, she went to be kind of the pekodin. Umatzosa shenignaf, she found that it was stolen. Or sheneva, im nishtaya boishav apluta mekudeshes. But if not, she's not mekudish. So by pekodin we see, if he wants to be mekadesh or with a pekodin, the money has to be around b'shas kedush. Here, Bishas the Gemara Kedushin, the money is not around. So the Gemara says, Loi lepikodin domi. It is not similar to pikodin, and it's not similar to milva. Now let us just say what is the case of milva. The case of milva is that a person lent a woman $1 million. She shows him $1 million. Then she has $1 million in her hands. He says, you know what? Let's forget about the havo. I'm giving it to you. I want to marry you with $1 million. So the dinner, she's also not mekudish. She's not mekudish. We'll see soon in Rashi, why not? But over here, this case is not similar to pikodin, not similar to milva. So let us see the Gemara, how the Gemara explains what the chesaron of milva is, what the chesaron of pikodin is, and why here there's no chesaron. Loi le milva domi, v'loi le pikodin domi. Le pikodin loi domi, pikodin birshusa de mora komisachli. By a pikodin, when the money was eaten up, the money was used up, it wasn't her money. She never received any money from him. So memele, when he wants to make a dushin, the previous money, who was never given to her, that what he wants to give her now is non-existent, it's stolen, so he never gave her anything. Pekodin b'shusa d'more komesachli v'hani b'shusa d'ido komesachli. Here the money that was used up is not his money, it's her money. He gave her the money 30 days ago. It should make kedushin. So memele, so here, his money was given to her. So this is much better than pikodin. By pikodin, she never received any money of his. She never received anything from him. So this is better than pikodin. It became her money already. Lemilve nami loidomi, milve lohitzonitna hani b'teires kedushin yavinu ne'elo. Milve loitzonitno, and this was given the Torah's Kedusha. Now we have to understand what the Gemara is saying over here. So let us see Rashi. Milve loitzonitno, the milve was given to her to spend. Mikami the nischali Kedusha. Before the Maisa Kedusha started, the money was given to her to spend. Now let's go back to our scenario. She borrowed from him $1 million. He gave her $1 million. Now she's holding $1 million in her hands. And then he has a bright idea, you know what, I'll marry you with $1 million. And she agrees. So in this scenario, the minute he lent her $1 million, $1 million are hers. Then next minute he wants to marry her. So now he's going to marry her with her money. Well, you can't do such a thing. You have to give your money. These $1 million were once yours, but now it's not yours anymore. It's hers. It was given to her to spend. So it's her money. So you're not giving her any money. That's the chesaron of milva. Now let's see what Rashi says. Lo itzon nitno mikame din nischalei kedushin. Before the maisa kedushin started, this money was given to her to spend. So when he told her, Iskachi Liba, so when he told her, become a Kiddush to me with this money, Lavdi Dehu, it's not his money. He's not giving her any money. He's giving her, he's saying, she'll be Mekudish with your money. Well, he can't be Mekadish Anisha with her money. Number one. Then Rashi says, V'lav midi yohiblo. A second thing. He's not giving her anything. So what is Rashi saying over here? So Rashi L'chayre is saying, fine. I agree the money is hers. But she owes him $1 million. He's telling her, you know, you'll get married to me. You don't have to pay me back $1 million. So she's getting something from him. A penny saved is a penny earned. She's now getting from him, L'shem Kedushin, that she does not have to pay him back $1 million. She had a chayv of $1 million on the head. And now he's saying you don't have to pay back. So Rashi says, La midi yoivlo. That's right. But in Kesef Kedushin al Kaponim, you have to give her a mois be'en. We had a Rashi in the beginning of the Mesechta. We learn out Kedushin kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. By when Avraham Avinu purchased the stay Ephraim, he gave Ephraim not lomdisha money. He gave him real money. You have to give real money, not lomdisha. Well, now you don't, since you don't have to pay me, it's keilo, you got now money. A penny saved, a penny earned is lomdis, but it's not the end. So, and by kedushin, you can't be mekadish with lomdisha money. You have to give money ben. So that's what Rashi is maisif. V'lav midi yoivlo. He didn't give her anything. The money is hers. And that what he's telling her, you don't have to pay back, which is really amoyr de kerevach, but he didn't give her anything. Through that, she doesn't have to pay back. That is not called a ma'isa kedusha. Fine. So memele, so therefore we understand milva, you can't be mekadosh b'milva. He's not giving her anything. The money is hers. Because he also didn't give her anything. But let's go back. Avol Eilu. Loinitnu lo lehitzio. This money, what he gave her 30 days ago, was not given to her for spending purposes. Elamanasha tiskadish ben. So 30 days ago, he gave her money to become a Kiddush with this money. So 30 days ago, he gave her his money to her, l'shem kedushin. Olahachi, therefore, so this money was given to her, l'shem kedushin. Is therefore, ki ochla, when she eats it up, when the money is used, di da ochla, so it's her money. L'chimota zimna mikadesh. And when the time will come, she's mekudeshes. Now we have to understand, we're far from understanding what happened over here. That means we are trying to understand the problem. We started off with a yesod that when you make kedushin la'achalamet, the ma'ase kedushin was not nigma. It's not finished yet. And therefore, if you mekadesh with shtar, the shtar has to be around. If you mekadesh with kesef, the money that was given to her, even though it's not around, she's also mekudesh. But we have to be goyme the ma'isek inyan. There's no money around. So the Gemara says, well, this is not goyme to pekodin. It's not goyme to milve. So what is, but what is he giving her? If we need the ma'isek inyan around, L'chayre, this is similar to milva. I gave the basic kinyan was not nigma. What am I giving you? What am I giving you? So I saw an Atere Shmuel. He wants to say pshat. This is a very difficult gemara, and we're going from one difficult gemara to the next difficult gemara. But so the Atere Shmuel wants to say as follows. He says, Kedushin la'achalamet, they were only given, the money was given for Kedushin. The money was given for Kedushin. It wasn't given. I'm not lending you money. I'm not giving you tzedakah. I'm giving you money for Kedushin. So he says, let us think for 1 minute. Let's say he gave, let's make it interesting, he gave $1 million for Kedushin. Fine. Moiridik. Ah. 2 days before the 30 days, let's say the case of the Mishnah, she married someone else. She was Makabal Kedushin for someone else. So she's married to someone else. And so the second Kedushin is Chal, the first Kedushin is Nachal. It comes the 30 days, first Chosin comes. Sorry, I married someone else. Fine. Bye. So I'll tell her, listen, there's $1 million. I gave you $1 million for Kedushin. You're not getting married to me. Give back the $1 million. This $1 million wasn't given to you for a marriage present for your second husband. This $1 million was given to make Kedushin. you're not making Kedushin, so give me back the $1 million. Which is Gevalda Ketaina. It was given L'shem Kedushin. So, that means it will only become yours if there'll be Kedushin. If you did such a maisa, you got married to someone else, I get back the $1 million. So it comes out, this $1 million was given to you with a shield, with a condition. That means it's yours if it'll end up with Kedushin. Cause man, we don't end up with Kedushin, I'm giving to you, but it's retractable, I can take it back. It's yours only if we'll end up with Kedushin. So Lemaise, this money was given for Kedushin, but it's not completely ours yet. Let's see what's gonna happen the 30 days. If the 30 days goes by and everyone is happy and we're gonna get married, so now, that means like this, you had a ownership on this money, but this ownership was contingent with a condition. I mean, it depends if there'll be Kedushin. It's an ownership that's not yours completely. It's yours if there'll be Kedushin. The minute 30 days passes by and we do become married, so that is the Gemar of the Kinyan. Now it's yours completely without any conditions. So Lemaise, he's giving, she's acquiring a complete bailus on this money. When? By the end of the 30 days. So we said the chesaron of Kolso Kinyona is that b'shas the 30 days we have to be goyme the Kinyan, 100%. There was a hakno of the money. But it was given l'shem kedushin. So l'shem kedushin means if there won't be kedushin, it's not yours. You have to give it back to me. So the gmar hakno of the mois is l'achas l'shem yayim. So even though the money b'poil is not here, but the money that was given to you was not yours completely. The money that was given to you with a shield, with a condition, if there'll be kedushin l'achalamet. So memele, it becomes yours completely the minute it becomes kedushin. That's how it becomes kedushin. Because now it's becoming yours completely and they'll become kedushin. So therefore, there's no chesaron of kol so kinyone. That is the way he wants to explain the Gemara. Now, a new sugya. A very interesting sugya. Loi bo achal v'kitcho. The Mishnah is speaking about, he gave her a kesef kedushin. It should be chal la'achal amet. So the Mishnah says, she got married in between, so the second kedushin was chal. And then, when it comes Lamed, the first Kedushin is not Chal anymore, she's an Eshesish. Loiba Acha Vikitcha, V'chazraba. And then she said, I have cold feet. I changed my mind. I don't want to get married to you.
To the first one,
that's right. She doesn't want to get married to the first one. There was a second one. She doesn't want to get married to the first one. And let's make it interesting, because we have to make it interesting. And that means like this. The money is by... Let's understand what's happening over here. He gave her money. It's going to be chal la'achal amet. So let us say the 29th day, they both fell asleep. And they're sleeping till the 30th day. He's sleeping, she's sleeping. When they wake up, we pat them on the back. Mazel tov, you're married. I mean, they don't have to be awake. They don't need their das. It's done. I mean, there was a Maise Kedushin that was put into action, and then when it comes 30 days, automatically they'll become married. So we don't need any new, we don't need Eidim, we don't need Das, we don't need, automatically they're automatically married. Now, a minute before the 30th day, the money already is in the bank, whatever it is, no problem. A minute before the 30th day becomes chal of reis, a minute before teis hakechovim, or maybe let's look at the palms of Ben Shemosh, but upon them, right before it's supposed to be, the marriage is supposed to be chal, she gets cold feet. No, she doesn't want. And she says, the money's already in the bank, everything. I don't want to be married to him. Finished. I don't want to be married to him. And then it became the 30th day already. Next second. Now, can this chazore be mevatel, that which was already put into, was acting already, there was a nice condition already. Everything was working automatically, and now all of a sudden, she'll say, I don't want to get married. Can it help? Yes or no? So here we are, machlekes amiroi. Loi bo ache v'kitcho v'chazro po. Can this chazore help now? Mal, what's it in? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Choyzeres Shikot B'Choyzer, Osi Dibor Omevatel Dibor. That means there was a Dibor, there was an agreement, a commitment, when she first took the money, and she said, I want to get married to you. And now she's saying, I don't want to get married to you. Osi Dibor Omevatel Dibor. Now, I'd like to mention, there's a big shaila in Achroinim, how we understand this osi dibur mevatel dibur. Others understand osi dibur mevatel dibur lemafreya. That means that tamar de kechidish. That means the dibur that was said 30 days ago, I'm asking to get married with you, I can now retract that dibur. Osi dibur, tamar de kechidish, mevatel dibur. I'm mevatel that dibur. So we retract the previous dibur, so there's nothing, so now there was, 30 days ago there was a dibur, yes, I want to get married to you, and now there's a dibur, no, I don't want to get married to you, and this is mevatel the previous dibur, so we have a kedushin with a no, I don't want to get married to you. That's one way we can learn pshat. Another way we can learn pshat is, no, it doesn't work l'mafreya, but kozman, the kedushin wasn't chal. You still need her dash, just like we need the money. We need, that means the Maisa Kinyon was a nigma. So one of the components of the Maisa Kinyon is you need that she should be masking to get married. So Mamela, we had a haskama for 29 days. I need this haskama to be in existence in order that the Kedushin should be chal. No, now I don't want. So if I don't want, so it's Mevatel Mikano Lahabo, the Dibo, the Rotzin of Kedushin, and she's not married. So we have two mahalchim in Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe later we'll see Merdik and Afkaminis, but I'll upon him, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Reish lo kishoma eina chayzara. She can't be chayzara. Loi osi dibur o mevatel dibur. There's no such thing. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. It's finished already. Loi osi dibur mevatel dibur. Loi mi boy, if you learn it works l'mafrei, he didn't hold of this. I can retract my commitment. And even the kind of lab, there's no such thing. It was said, it's done, over with, finished. So the Gemara, the Vile, understood these words of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what he's saying. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is takash to Reish Lakish. There's enough in the Mishnah Fakert than you. A person made a shliach to be mafrish truma. Well, Reuven came over to Shimon. Shimon, I want you to go to my tvua and be mafrish truma for me. Whatever you do, it's chal. He's going, and then the bala tvua Reuven changes his mind. Shimon should be mafresh my truma. Mitzvah by Yosef b'shlucha. I'm going to do it myself. But I made him a shlicha, baby. Mavatel the shlichas. said, I make him my shliach. Oy shliach. I'm retracting either l'mafreya or mikan or l'habe. Bitel. He was mevatel the shliches.
He was on the way,
right? Yeah, he's on the way. But before he was mafresh, the tumeh, I was mevatel, oy shliach, I make you oy shliach. I didn't need to tell him. I don't have to call him up on the telephone. I told to aid him, let's make it. Because of to aid him, listen, I made a shliach 5 days ago to be mafresh my trumis and come in Eretz Yisrael tomorrow. I'm mevatel the shliches. Bito. Im acheloi toram bito. If this person was not mafresh the trume, he chapped around the bito before he was mafresh trume, ain't trumose trume. Nothing. So we see that you could be mevatel. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. We see you made him a shliach, and now you're saying I want him to be oy shliach. I'm mevatel the shliches. I want you to be my shliach. It works. You can be mevatel the shliches. So you don't. You see that you saw that I was telling you osi dibur mevatel dibur. Not something I got from Mars. It's a Mishnah. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. Imagine loitorim bitul ein trumos loitrumen. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish v'hoche the dibur v'dibur. Making him a shliach was done through a dibur. Being making him a shliach is also with a dibur. I say I don't want you to be my shliach. Because he dibur mevatel dibur. So you see that there's such a cloud. There's a yesod. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. There's such a concept. So Memela, the same thing by kedushin. Before she was masking to the Kedushin, there was a dibur, and now she's saying, I don't want the Kedushin. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. So the Gemara says, so Reish Lakish says, as follows, that you can't take my words literally. Now what I said, lo osi dibur mevatel dibur, in this case, shani Nisinas mois liyad isha. Here, there's more than a dibur. You're 100% right. If by shliches, if the whole minui shliches was through a dibur, osi dibur mevatel dibur. That's a tamer de kechide, but that's how it is. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. But over here, there was more than a dibur that was created. It was a maisa kedushin, and she was masking for the kedushin. Right, it was the whole thing already. So this v'shayni nesinas mois liyad isha the chimaisa dami. This is already there was already a maisa. Was a nigma. That's right. It's not married, but there was more than a dibur. There was more than a commitment over here. It was a maisa kedushin. He gave kesav and kedush, and she's masking. It wasn't nigma yet, but there's. This whole thing was created between both of them. So memele, b'layosi dibur mevatel maisa. That's what I mean. So even though the maisa was enigma, and you could call this a dibur, Rabbi Yechanan called it a dibur because it was enigma yet, but this a dibur cannot mean mevatel. B'layosi dibur mevatel maisa. Let's see what Rashi says. B'choz rabo b'soich lamed. Omro, Iyevshi ben, I don't want the money. I don't want the Kedushin. I think Iyevshi ben, I don't want the Kedushin. So there's a bitl, imacheloi torem bitl, imel shluchai, say your time. He made him a shlich to be torem. Vachozor a bitlem iloi shlichai, then he's mevatlem. Oi befonov, oi shaloi befonov. It matters if he told him in his face, or he didn't tell him in his face. So you see it helps. So Reish Lakish says, the chimaisa domi. Even though it wasn't chal yet, but something happened over here. There was a maise kedushin that will be nigma lacha shloishim. It's not 100% maise kedushin because it wasn't nigma yet. So there's missing in maise. It's not a complete maisa kedushin, so it still has the aspects or the similarities to a dibur because it was enigma yet, but this already layosi dibur mevatel maisa. Eisvei. Okay, so now we hear, now we're getting a little clearer on what the Svavu HaShlokish is. A Maise, Ose Dibbo, Mavato Dibbo, but if there was a Maise also involved, so then, Eisvei. No, so Birchne is another kash. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I have another kash on you. Asheleach get li ishtai. A person took a get. He gave it to his wife. Asheleach get li ishtai. Vihigia bishliach. And he met the shliach. He gave the shliach a get. He should give this over to my wife. Then God, he met the shliach. We'll see this, and he met him in Pathmark, and he saw him there, and he said, he says, you know, I'm a vatel the shliches. It's very fluky if he really means it like this. So, I knew Ashgach al Yehina, meet him in Pathmark. He should have been chasing him. And God, he met him someplace. That's one chiddush. So the chiddush is, I say that he means what he says. Could be, we'll see in Rashi. That's not the gay ass of you. There'd be a svara to say, this is very fluky. That means, if he really means to be mavatal the shliches, he should have done something more constructive. He should have gone after him. God, he met him at, God, he had to be in Pathmark, and then the shlich had to come back, and he met him at Pathmark, and he goes, hi, how are you? No, I'm mavatal the shliches. It's this little moment. There'd be a svara to say, then you know what he really wants. He doesn't want to be about the shliches. He wants, let her blood pressure rise a little bit. She heard already the shliches coming. I sent the shliches. This was after 10 years of working on me. I should give her a get. I gave her a get. And now she's thinking already. She made a party already. She's going to get a get. She'll wait another 10 years. So she went, and he went over to the shliach and told the shliach, I'm about the shliach. Tell it to her. I was about the shliach. So there'd be a svara to say he really doesn't mean what he says, because the whole thing, he really means to be mitzayra. But the Gemara says, no, don't be so. He said he's mevato, you take it face value. It's modne, don't build up all things. He's mevato. Fine. That's case number one. Case number two, Oishe sholach achav shliach. Now, case number two, will later, when we'll see on the Testament base, we'll appreciate what the chiddush of this is. The case number two is a different case. He made him a shliach, and then a day later, chatzich. Hashaita is giving her a get. Nah, he's not going to give a get. So he goes, he makes a shliach, go, chase that shliach, and be mevatel him. Go be mevatel the shliach. And the shliach comes over to him, and he gets in touch with him, and he goes to the, tell you, be shliachas habal, mevatel the shliachas. Va'amaloi, get you nesati loch botalu, הרי זה בוטל. אז בוטל, זה מבט עוד השליח. ונסינס גט ליד אישה, וכי נסינס גט ליד שליח, וכי נסינס מויס ליד אישה דומי. וקטוני הרי זה בוטל. So now let us understand the Gemara's kasha. So דאך סחמיר, the Gemara understood as follows. The Gemara understood, and perhaps we can say a the Maktav, there's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that if a person made a shliach in front of 10 people, he wants to be mevatalim, he also has to be mevatalim in front of 10 people. There's the Gemara in Ashelet, such as Asfar. It seems that there's an alimis in the minui hashliches. This was done in public with Nei Asara Anoshim. You were made a shliach, so the pirsum, you want to make a moishliach, you have to make a moishliach the way you made a moishliach. There's such a Gemara. So the Gemara understood about what Rish Lakish had said, that shiny nesinus mois liyadisha. Rish Lakish meant that this dibur was more than a dibur. There was a mais also. It wasn't only said, it was said. And done, I gave you money, and I said I gave Mukadeshes. So this dibur is a dibur olam. Now I'm going and say, now this whole Indian of Kedushin was a dibur together with a maise. It's already a dibur olam. That's a strong action. So the Reish Lakish says, now she says, I don't want the Kedushin. So that's Le'osa Dibu Mavatl Maisa. Because there was a Maisa together with this Dibu, so it's already, it's a Dibu Olim, and you can't be Mavatl. So the Gemara says, I'll show you Nitazai. A person gave over a get to a shliach, and he said, you're a shliach to be megarish. So, that comes, I make you a shliach. By Trumet, I said, I'm making you a shliach. There's only a dibble. Here there was a dibble with an asinus haget. I'm giving you the get. With this get, you have the koyach to be megarish. There was a whole thing over here. But aval pikein, if he says, I'm a vatel you, it's good. That's called also dibble, mavatel dibble. So you see, Reish Lakish, your svore that it is a maise, it's a diborolem, and a leos a dibum avatul diborolem, if there's a maise above, you see, it's not true. He gave the shliach a get, he gave him a get, and then there was a maise it wasn't time to say a shliches, he gave him a get, he's mavatulim. He still has the get by him, he's mavatul, finish, he give him mavatul. So you see, not like you said. So the Gemara answers, Hosam, Nami kol kamad leimote gita leyoda dibo v'dibo osi dibo amavato dibo. So Reish Lakish said, you misunderstood me, I never meant that because it was a maise. I mean, if there was a maise kedushin, and the kedushin started already, something has been done already. Yeah, when you give over the shlich to get, it's a maise giving over the get, but nothing happened yet, there's no gerush, there's nothing. Here there's a Maisa Kedushin that started, and there was Edim, and it's working, it's going to automatically make her an Eishasish in 30 days. And now all of a sudden I'll say, I want to take out one screw, and that's going to make that it should stop. I'll be Mavatl my Dibba. No, there was a whole procedure that was done already. It's working, it's going to make Kedushin. Now, some of them are saying I don't want, that's cool. That's what I mean is a Maisa. Giving a shliach a get is nothing. It's not making anything. So that's it. You're right. That's a dibbo. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Vigia b'shliach revusa shmina afa pishla yotza achav l'shem kach. He met the shliach. He didn't go after him to be mevatel. Ela Shapuga boy, he met him. Vamaloy are bottle. Vlaimrina, so there the Chiddush Elamina Litzure Ba'al Mekom Mechaven. I don't say that he doesn't really mean what he's saying. He doesn't really want to be Mavato the Shlichas. He just wants to be Mitzayer, his wife, before she'll get the get. Vachim Efaresh is Perka Shalem. Kol Kam Lemote Gitl Yadiyishe Lamidi. So Reish Lakish says, there it's also nothing. Kozman, she never got hold of the get, nothing happened yet. But over here there was a Maisa Kedushin that was given over to her, and the Maisa Kedushin is in the midst of being Nigma. Here, that's called, that I said, Leosa Dibu Mavatu Maisa. Fine. So again, we have here a difference of opinion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, Eisvei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hakelim yordim lidei tumosan b'machshove. Vein oilin midei tumosan elo b'shini maise. Now, before we go to the kash of Reish Lakish, let's just understand what this Mishnah is telling us, and there's a very interesting Rashi, which is Nisoyt saying Amiridike Chiddush. Let us, but this is before the Kash of Reish Lakish. Let us just see Pshat in the Mishnah. So Trashi Yazoy, Yodim Lidei Tume B'machshov. A Keli can become a Keli B'machshov. Kigoin, Goil Mei Keli. You have a Keli that's a Goilon. What's a goylem? A goylem means it's missing the finishing touches. That means, let us say, you have, let's talk about one case. You have, let's say, a keli. That means you have, let's say, bismanenu, you have a pot. Kozman, they don't puff over the pot, and it doesn't shine. No one uses such a pot. And some of you look at the pot before the shining process. It's not. People won't use such a pot. If it's shining and it's dust, then now we use the pot. So let's say a person had a pot, a metal pot, before buffing. So normally, people do not use such pot. They buff it over. It should look benchlach. It should use nice. So let's say, so it's called a goyl mekalim. It's not completed yet. Kozman, it's not complete. It's missing. It's usable, but it's missing the finishing touches. A goyl mekalim, klimatris, is not mekabel tum. It's not a keli yet. It doesn't acquire the shame keli till it's the finishing touches, which are normally done with such a keli, are done. Then becomes a keli. Kegoyin goyl mekalim, the oma ba'kel sheichtim, kol sha'osid lo sheif. You're gonna buff it, or le shabbat, you're going to decorate it. You have a psanestric pushke, so it's a plain pushke. You go and you put the 20 diamonds around it. Now it looks like something. That's how it's normally used. It's decorated, or le garer, or you sand it, so that doesn't have a Teiris Keli. It is missing the finishing touches. So it's not Mekabel Tuma. Va'oma Asam, Dik Akati Chesarim Elochu, so this is considered the Keli was not completed. There's certain things that have to be done in order to complete the Keli. Even though these things are only for a beauty purpose, but that's how this keli is used. Utaira, so it's toil. A sheretz will touch it. It's not a keli. The keli has certain characteristics in order to be a keli, which people use. Ve'im chishev olel. But what if this person thought with his mind, shelay lo shev v'shelay l'shabbos? Nah. I have to spend another $1,000 to decorate it with diamonds. I have to buff it over. This is good enough for me. I'm not such a meshuggah. As long as I have a pot that cooks, it's dull, it's dark. It's good enough for me. I'm not going to do anything else. Another $10 to spend. By me, so he decided he's going to use this the way it is, without making the finishing touch. Have you also machshava zu lidei gemar meloche mikan alav? So this is called the keli finish. So now we have that if a person decided that he's going to use this keli the way it is without finishing touches, he made it for a keli. It's called, that's the first kol hakelim. Yodim lidei to mosam b'machshove. A machshove alone, that he made up his mind he's going to use it the way it is without finishing touches, makes it a keli. Now let's go to the second half of the Mishnah. Vein oilim midei to mosam, elo b'shinui maise. Now, for practical purposes, let's start the last line of Rashi. And then we'll go back to the two lines before. V'chein ad shelo yekablu tume. That's the last line of Rashi. V'chein ad shelo yekablu tume. Ein oilim mitoires kabolas tume sheyodu b'marshovezu elo v'shinui maise. Now let's understand what it says over here in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying like this. This person decided he bought a pot. When he went to the company, they told them, we have to, there's another $10 charge. He bought it up. I can use the pot like this. Finished. Give me $10 cheaper. He buys the pot. He comes home. His wife here. I'm not going to let such a pot in the house. Oh, you dare bring such a pot in the house? what are the neighbors going to say? That's it. That. No, his wife gave him a convincing speech. So he made up his mind. He's going to buff it over. Okay, she's right. She explained to him, you can't have such pots in the house. He's going back to the company to buff it over. In the meantime, a tummy touches it. It's tummy. His mind made it for a keli, but his mind will not make it ice keli. Yodim lo deitume b'mashtobe, vein oilim li deitume. You know when it'll become ice keli? He comes back to the company, they start buffing it. Oh, they start buffing it. The buffing is a 2-hour affair that you buff it. They started buffing it already, so from the buffing we see that he wants that the scaly should have the finishing touches. A mice of buffing. Now, if it will become tamei, the tamei will touch it, won't be mikabel tamei. So vein oilim midei tumos on ela bishinui mice. So the Mishnah is telling us this interesting halacha. To become a keli, machshava alone can make it a keli. By thinking that I'm going to use it the way it is without finishing touches, becomes a keli. But the minute it becomes a keli, you can't make it ois keli, you can't make it a goylum. I was the one that made it a keli because I then held that I don't have to buff it, now I changed my mind. So it's a goylum now. No. The minute it became a keli, in order for it to become ois keli, you have to do a mice already. You have to start buffing it. Kozman, you don't buff it, even though you say and you announce, I don't want the scaly, I want to buff it, I'm going to garnish. It has a tail scaly, so you do a mice. So a machshove can make it for a keli, but a machshove cannot make it ois keli. That's the second half of Rashi, which is negeya us. Let's go to the beginning of Rashi. Rashi in the beginning says something very, very interesting. Vein oilim mitumosam mishikiblua. Now, the beginning of Rashi is speaking about a new case. I thought I'm going to use the pot without buffing it. Right? And now it was mekabotumah. It's mekabotumah now. Now it's roi lekabotumah. And the sheretz touched it. It was mekabel tumme. Now, mekabel tumme, so I changed my mind. No, I don't want to use it the way it is now. I want it to be buffed. It's a geilah. Ve'einoylem betumosa mishikablua, elo b'shinu maise. So here Rashi says a whole Megillah. Shiyase bo maise lekalkalom. You have to break it. She yishabreim o yinakve. Now, this is a very, very interesting Rashi. Let's just delve the Masho speaks about this Rashi, but let us just... Rashi, lefi pshutoi, is saying, amoyre dike chidush. Lechoyre, Rashi is saying, let's talk about case number two. We started by case number two. We had a pot, which theoretically was a goylo. So, theoretically, it wasn't a mekabel tumah. I decided I'm going to use it the way it is, without all finishing touches. Ois goylo, it became a keli. Now it can be mekabel tumah. So it says in the Mishnah, now if you want that it should not be able to mekabel tumah anymore, you have to do a maaseh to show that it's still a goylo. You have to start buffing. Do a maise, you show that it's a goylom. So now, this maise is mafkiya, your machshove. Your machshove made it for a keli. Then you're gonna use it without buffing. Now, this maise shows, this is faket in your machshove. I want it to be buffed. So that makes it goylom. That makes it a goylom. That's what the second half of the Mishnah. Machshove doesn't help, a maise will help. So now, between you and me, let us talk about the first case. The first case, my machshava made it for a keli, was roi lekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah. Now it's mekabel tumah. So you'd ask me, so now I want it to become
I changed my mind. Mind is nothing. I'm going to make it a Goylem. I'm going to make it a Goylem. I'm going to go right away to the company, start buffing it. Look, you see, I'm making it a Goylem. From Rashi, it would seem that won't help. Now, if it became Tamei already, then this whole Indian of Goylem, Ya Goylem, Nish Goylem, is only before it was Mekabel Tumim. So Memele, the whole Deen is it Roy Lekabel Tumim, is it not Roy Lekabel Tumim? So Yemachshove could make it Roy Lekabel Tumim, you need a Maisa to make it not Roy Lekabel Tumim. But the minute it was Mekabel Tumim already, it's Tumim. This is a Metzius. It's a Metzius. Now we have to be Mafkia the Tumim. It can be done in two ways. Either take it to the Mikveh, which we're not talking about over here, or you have to make it, you have to destroy the, that's the only way the Tumim will go off already. Now you can't, Rashi, it seems to be Mafkia the Tumim. You cannot be Mafkia the Tumim by doing a Pula to make it a Goylem. That will only work if it, as yet, was not Mekabel Tumim. The minute it's Mekabel Tumim, then you have to destroy the Keli. Only Shvirason Zuhi Taroson.